Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that, every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Greger Than Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told, somewhere far along.
Welcome back into Greger Than Hooks. One more time here. Got one last segment on the show. If you want to sneak in, 402-466-3776. We will have double the movie ticket giveaways tomorrow since we haven't been doing them today. I'm Nick Greger, Bill Hooks, Dane Todd. We're over at one of the 12. Bill invited us over to his house, and we really appreciate it. It's been absolutely amazing. His hospitality has been phenomenal. By the way, though, pretty damn good on the radio, I might add.
Yeah, did you hear the voice?
I did.
He's got a radio voice.
We have a new sub, possibly, when we're out.
There you go. He might be a permanent fixture on the show.
That's awesome.
So welcome back in. So you guys were talking about the JUCO route mm-hmm. and different things in the last segment, and it's interesting because with Scott Frost, there has been I'm torn because we started the show talking about how we're optimistic, naturally, as Husker fans, right? Mm-hmm. We're a fan base that's going to travel. We expect to win, even after all these years of losing, basically starting the year after Dane was there, like just not tough. Like there's different things going on. And it's funny because the football side, like the logical side, get back and spell this out to you, just like it could with Riley, just like I could with Bo. Just like I could with Callahan. You know, Callahan comes in. What type of offense? He's an offensive coach. What type of offense was he running?
West Coast.
Yep. What type of offense was here when he got here?
Option.
Yeah, who was his quarterback?
Joe Daly.
And what did it look like? It was brutal.
It looked like an option football team trying to run the West Coast offense.
Yes, it did.
So it took some years to change. You tried to change. You had a little success. There's a lot of talk about the defensive coordinator, you know, during that time at Cosgrove, whatever.
Hot garbage.
So then you go to Bo Pelini. Bo Pelini comes in. Bo Pelini switches up. He walks in. He's trying to run a West Coast offense because they told him you got to keep your coordinator. So you try to run a West Coast offense, and he puts in his defense. Offense not working. So then they bring in Beck. Beck starts running the offense that he mm-hmm. wants. People aren't super happy with it. You fire Bo Pelini and Beck, and what do you bring in? You bring in a pro-style coach.
Yep.
Who then is taking a guy in Tommy Armstrong. And do you remember, and this was like the most, you know me well enough to know how mad this made me, when we were covering the team and they're talking about, will Riley come in and add the option offense for Tommy Armstrong and the quarterback run game to his arsenal and Langsdorf because they run a West Coast offense and this is a great friggin' idea because Tommy's their quarterback. And I'm thinking, guys, if they want to be successful, to be honest with you, they got to tell Tommy, like, bro, you need to get it. You got to go somewhere else. Get a chance to start somewhere that's going to run the offense that you want, that fits your needs. Bless Tommy. He tried his butt off while he was here. And his want to was not ever questioned.
Nope.
Maybe his listen to. The coaching staff might have been a little bit, but whatever. And Tommy tried to make the most of it. And Riley and them are gone. So now you got a team full of, you know, your pro-style offense linemen, which, Dane, you're a guy who made a living blocking behind mm-hmm. pro-style offense linemen.
Yep.
There's a little different when it comes to your center pulling out and leading charges and all that kind of stuff in that offense, as opposed to, say, what Scott's trying to do right now with his team. You look at what Frost and company's doing. They brought their quarterback with him. He's now mm-hmm. in there playing, obviously, in Adrian Martinez. He's young. But you look at a lot of the linemen that they're using, a lot of the players they're using are from the previous staff that fit a different system.
Yep.
And while we're all optimistic, and by the way, it wasn't just locally, because Vegas had, you know, Martinez as the number three Heisman guy.
Right.
They had Nebraska as a dark horse national championship team. They had all these things based purely off of Frost and what he did down at UCF.
Mm-hmm.
But this team needs time to figure out, guys, who it is, get to where they want to be, and let some of the younger kids they're bringing in that fit the system. Look at these two young running backs they brought in. They fit that system. Got to give them time to develop. It just sucks for us because we want to see it now.
Right.
But it's going to take a little time.
Do you think that's part of the frustration? Because I think originally when we read, or when everybody read everything, you thought it was going to take less time. And now we're talking about more time. Because that's, again, we talked about this a lot. We had so many, we had, you know, you just the coaches. You have 12 receivers. You have 8 defensive linemen. You got this softer schedule this year.
I tried to tell you, that's the craziest stuff I've ever
heard. It is, but the expectations, I think, when you read it from other people, you think, okay, Vegas and all the Vegas odds, 8.5 wins, this and that. And people are like, well, maybe this is the year. Look at the teams we're playing. Look at the way it fits up. It sets up because we're going to be 4-0, Ohio State coming to town, game day. And then now it's like, hold on a minute, pump the brakes. We need like 4 years
to do this. I don't know if it's that long.
And I don't know. I'm just throwing the number out there, right?
Like, you know, so here's let me ask you guys this. We got a season ahead of us still. You got what, 5 games left, something like that? Five games. All right, 5 games. You've got Indiana. You've got Purdue.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Maryland.
You have Wisconsin, Maryland, and Iowa, right? So 5 games. Nebraska has 4 wins right now. To me, over these next 5 games, what you need to see, and maybe it'll start this process all over again, hope not, but what you need to see is Adrian Martinez healthy, and because he's the future. Mm-hmm. So Adrian Martinez healthy, and you need to see Adrian Martinez showing not only signs of last year's Adrian, but a little more to make you feel like junior, senior years are coming, which are typically your big years.
Yeah.
Mo Washington needs to get his head on straight.
Yeah.
Or get off. One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. I hope that we see Ramir Johnson, get in and get some meaningful carries to get him catapulted to next year. Because if you do end up having Washington go away, he's going to be a big part of it.
Yep.
And then see that defense start showing a pass rush and gaining some momentum, because you got a lot of guys coming back next year.
I just want to see him not overrun everything. The honestly want to see a bunch of wins coming up here, right?
Now, so let me ask you, realistically though, like, what do you mean by a bunch of wins?
I need enough wins to make it to a bowl game.
All right, so 2 out of 5.
That's fine.
So are you? And again, a lot of people right now are going to be pessimistic and say you had 2 chances. Like, you look at the next 5 games, 3.
I'm telling you
right
now.
I'm just throwing it out there, like you said.
No, again, I'm with you.
You got 3 chances to get 2 wins just based on the way we've played. You got Indiana, Purdue, Maryland. Those are your 3 chances to get to 6 on paper.
I'm going to tell you right now, these teams that Nebraska's playing, Wisconsin, it would take a Herculean effort to beat those guys.
They've only given up four touchdowns in the year.
Yeah, the Wisconsin is.
By the way, they run the 3-4.
Yep.
They're just, it's a Herculean effort that, like, if you're going to beat those guys. But when you talk about the rest of that schedule, when you talk about the rest of that schedule, it's doable if Nebraska can find itself on that roller coaster it's riding. If it can find itself at the pinnacle on the week that they play one of those teams, they got a shot. But they haven't shown it to us yet. And I'm just hoping that you can kind of see this thing go up and then level out while it's up. That's what I want to see this year.
Yeah, and
I don't know if that's 2, 3, 4 wins. I don't know. But that's what I want to see this year.
Because
you ride it into next year.
And if you're talking about needing time, 6 wins is monumental for this program to get more time.
Yeah, the practice.
The practice.
And that's why
monumental. Because if you don't get to that point and you have another offseason sitting around, it ain't going to happen.
Right. The one thing I got to say is a big shout out to Cam Jurgens on the staff.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He did a great job.
Great job.
He played a great game.
Yes, How about a big shout out to Bill for having us out, guys?
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you so much. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Hooksy, Dane, I appreciate you guys. Willie J, thank you. We're out.
Thanks, Willie J.